Well, we are down to the nitty-gritty in the MIAA Division II Hockey Playoff Tournament, and talking now with Gloucester Hockey coach Derek Geary. And, Coach, welcome back. Congratulations on going so far already.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Coach, the quarterfinals coming up here, and I can't remember when a team has played so far into the tournament and had a home game. So that in itself is pretty exciting to me. Big crowds, and it's got to be a little bit of an advantage for you guys.
I would say a lot advantage. The crowds have been unbelievable. I think it says a lot about our city, Gloucester. The student section has been the best by far in my 5 years as a coach, just really fun and spirited. The response from the city and the school has been off the charts. We're very appreciative, and it's been a tremendous help for us.
At some point, we're going to take our time and review this season, but for now, we've got to get kind of down to the nitty-gritty and the basics here. And I want your reflection, Coach, on Marblehead, because, man, four times, and each time it gets harder and harder, and they played you guys tough, in the most recent game.
Tremendous program, tremendous coach, lots of respect for Marblehead. They have a lot of character, just tenacity. They never give up. So coming back from 3-goal deficit to make that a nail-biter, which we expected. I mean, I kind of made the same comment every time we play them. We're happy to be done with Marblehead, with all due respect.
I totally get that. Emerson Marshall, talk about him, please.
Wow. What a player. What can I say? He's got a great mentality, a great personality. He actually reminds me of a lot of the elite players that I played with back in the day, just in terms of his approach to the game and his sense of fun. Among many other attributes, you just have to talk about the goal scoring. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a natural sniper, which is not something that you can coach necessarily. He just has an instinct for where to be to get the puck in an aggressive offensive position, and his shooting percentage has got to be one of the best of all time. I mean, if he has, I don't even know how many goals he has at this point, 40? If he has 40 goals, he's turned on like 75 shots. So he picks his moments and he buries the puck. It's something to see.
You know, former Marblehead coach Bobby Jackson said the same thing about Jack Costanzo when Costanzo was a sophomore. Said almost the exact same thing. So you've got a couple of goal scorers at least that you can rely on. And tell me if you would, Coach, please, in summary, it wasn't just those two guys, of course, against Marblehead. You get back on your heels, they start coming back, but your whole team responded?
100%. Arguably the best player in the Marblehead game was Brett Cunningham, who has just gotten better and better and has quietly, maybe semi-quietly, become an elite player. I mean, I think should be in the discussion for all-conference already as a sophomore. Didn't make that particular vote this year, but to me he was right at that level. And it's all about his grit and legs. I mean, he's got great hands and great vision, but when he forechecks and backchecks with authority, his game goes to the elite level as well.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of great sophomores in the league. It's going to be terrific, but we have a ways to go, and this is very exciting as, again, Gloucester will be hosting quarterfinals of the MIAA Division II hockey tournament on Friday night. That's at 5 p.m. in the Tank. And, Coach, anything you want to mention here about the team that I haven't asked you about or about the game coming up with Norwood? They also have won 19 games.
Yeah, and you certainly have to. Is it 19 or 20? They may be up to 20 after the win the other day.
Could be, yep.
Anyone that's won that amount of games certainly has our respect. I know they'll come hard. I know they have a ton of seniors, maybe 12. So we'll expect a 45-minute tilt. May the best team win. May the sportsmanship be great. I know the atmosphere is going to be electric. Couldn't ask for anything better. We'll give it our best shot and leave it all on the ice.
Yeah, and one other thing, looking at the bracket, it seems, I believe in the final eight here, the Elite Eight, seven of those eight teams were in the top eight to begin with. So it looks like that power ranking thing has really boded well for the state tournament.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think teams that play challenging schedules or teams that play in challenging conferences should be rewarded for that and put in situations where they have a chance to make a run in the tournament.
Coach, congratulations and good luck. Bring it home. Keep it coming on Friday night.
Thanks. We're having fun. That's the most important thing.
Thanks, Derek. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. That is Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.